W Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
I'm good, Ken. How are you? I just pulled out of my last stop.
Up the mountain.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a stormy ride.
I asked you, it looks like it's raining up that way. I didn't know if it was raining over towards my house.
I don't know. It doesn't look like it yet, but I'm still in Cherrydale today, so.
There's some bad storms up by your house. On the radar when I looked at, I think it was about 3 o'clock.
Like this in the afternoon, have those afternoon thunderstorms.
Headed south, maybe they're going to have a hard time getting over the mountain.
Looks bad back toward Easley and Powdersville in that area, too.
Day for you?
It wasn't a great day, but it was a good day.
Understood.
Any day you don't go in the hole is a good day.
No, that's right. I had to go out and get 50 gallons of diesel fuel this afternoon.
$400?
$240.
It feels starting to creep back up also.
It's like 30 cents at the little gas station by work. I can't quite figure out why I didn't hear anything.
Because they can, I guess. I don't know. I didn't hear anything either, but... it went up 30 cents from last week when I filled up to this week.
It was sudden, too. It wasn't like a little bit long and long.
Imagine as we get closer to winter, it's going to go up even more. But we're shipping more of it overseas now, so that's just even that much more it's going to go up because of what's going on over there.
Northeast is really struggling. They're like about 50% down on their stockpile for the winter, especially in fuel oil.
Yeah, and then we did have a refinery fire last week also. I can't remember where it was at, somewhere in the Midwest, but that also happened.
RJCA.
Richard, KO4HKX.
Good afternoon, Richard, KN4TFW.
Hello, Ken. I heard you in there. I actually just got through programming my 578 to include my GPS on there for APRS. So I got that reprogrammed and got the firmware updated on the 578. But just FYI, if you haven't heard, Chandler has already got his DMR radio and hotspot. He's charging the radio, and we got his hotspot up and online.
They're burning up the airwaves.
And I know he will.
He's still got to do a few changes and add the code plugs or add the information for the local area. He had a problem with his hotspot because I guess his parents had the Wi-Fi system locked down, so we had to make sure that it added the IP address. But once we got that unlocked, it worked just fine. And he made his first DMR contact with me and so forth, but we still have to add that cut off or not. But my display brought up DMR on the display. I hope I didn't get cut off.
I know what you were saying got cut off a little bit. But I think we're good.
I'm going to let you guys finish, and I'm going to go back to trying to figure out the new software for my mobile radio. When I had version 1.5 down pat, now I got version 1.6 to worry about now. So I got to figure it out real quick and reprogram some of the priority keys. KO4HKX and KN4TFW, KA3JCA.
Have a good day this afternoon. KO4HKX.
Richard, I'll probably be on my little HD here around 5 o'clock walking the dog.
Andrew made it through his first day back.
That'd be tough. I told you he probably took off Monday. He hated to have to go back right after vacation.
Much when he wasn't on the radio yesterday morning. Have a good day, Ken.
I had to go out 3 times, once for paint, once for diesel fuel, and once for pool filter sand.
I didn't do the pool sand.
Our water, and it's, we're getting ready to have the outage on the other half of the plant, I guess, October 1st, so we're just making sure we got all the essential things that we need. Cut the floor, you know what I mean, and dig out some concrete, put in some trench drains and cement it and that, all while you're washing down the plant and got forklift traffic going everywhere and that, and it's like, man, that's going to be a nightmare.
Imagine so, but all you can do is try to plan early and have everything you can.
And another little pump, but it's, the engineer hadn't told me exactly what he wanted, but I saw the quote come across, and it looks like it's an 8-week delivery that he's probably going to want in 4.
Is that plant manager you got, or project manager, will learn things don't happen as quick as they used to.
DFW. Yeah, I know, and it's getting worse and worse every day.
It's getting better, and then next day is just, I don't know.
Listening to some of the little talk radios, it looks like it's going to be way worse next year than it is this year.
I might quit listening to the radio altogether anymore. I can't take it. Need a break.
They said that new home sales was down like 17% in our area, but maybe they'll finally stop digging up all the trees and stop building big ass subdivisions.
Stop moving in here, they won't.
The old CJ7 Scrambler for sale.
Hear that?
Here in Lyman, there's a little lot that looks like mostly all they sell is old Jeeps. Or just Jeeps in general, I guess.
Part of your trip is Wade Hampton, isn't it?
About, I don't know, a little over half on Wade Hampton and then about 10 or 12 on the interstate, sure enough.
Patrick? Hey, KD4IOX, name's Leon. Yeah, I spoke to you before. How about make sure the track's clear heading up the mountain? Apparently you were following me into town this morning past that wreck.
If I remember right, correct?
You are correct.
Yeah, it's been a minute since I talked to you.
On Mondays and Tuesdays, I'm heading back up the mountain now. Get back to where it's nice and cool and apparently stormy.
Well, I'm in TR heading that way myself, so I'll be, looking to see what's going on.
Good deal. Well, I'm right behind you. Tell the group pick it up. I'm just waiting to get up the mountain.
What's going on this afternoon? If you get to walk the dog.
A downtime day today. And that yesterday we finished canning those tomatoes. And that, so hopefully I don't have anything planned, I don't think. Maybe check the water parameters in my fish tank, but that's about it.
One for you.
Yeah, I ain't had no issues yet other than a couple of nuisance snails must have rode in on some plants that I bought or something. But I got that mount every time I see them.
Must be having to work late today, too.
Wasn't worked hardly any this week, right? And then it'll be a long weekend next weekend, or this coming weekend.
Yeah, he's going to have like 4 short weeks in a row.
He's in for retirement.
Talking about diesel fuel earlier, I just dropped $100 on my truck. Just have to go home.
Go get diesel fuel in the excursion this afternoon. I'm dreading that. Because it's got a 50-gallon tank on it right now. Right now it's at a quarter of a tank.
Me, it was for the work Bobcat and the generators, but weirdest thing, it was like, you know, to have a off-road diesel delivered, and that it was more per gallon than it was for the tech kind.
Fuel surcharge on that.
To my bad area. One more time.
I'm in the downtown area. Might have been, I wanted to put a fuel surcharge on that. I would have gotten it more than $100 because of the bumps and all that.
It don't matter or not, but Leroy, just so you know, if you go to the QTs, they don't cut off at $100, it's $200.
Okay.
Shane, KO4HKX.
Afternoon, Shane, KN4TFW.
You bet, Leon, AD4IO.
Patrick, just wanted to let you know that there's a place on 11 I stopped last night on the way up to Hendersonville. It's right there at 11 near where 276 breaks off to go north. It shut off at $74. I didn't understand that at all. And hello, Lee. Nice to meet you.
Kind of weird the way fuel is right now. If you find a place that lets you get more than 100, you're doing good.
When I stopped at was it had a truck through pull for some big trucks to pull in, so it let me get to. I stopped it off at 50 gallons, $243.
Well, mine's just below half a tank, but they got resistant, I guess. Didn't get on the ball, and they got down to a quarter of a tank. Got $100, and it's still hanging just a little bit below full. At least I didn't have to fuel up the work truck today. They were happy about that. Usually runs over 200.
I gotta jump out. I just wanted to say that, and I was making turns. Sorry about that. And four is LK.
Have a good afternoon.
73 Shane, have a good KN4TFW.
Pleasure to make the acquaintance. KD4IOX.
This time.
I come from Simpsonville, it's my son's address. I built my fifth wheel camper parked over there. Stopped in, visited him for a little bit. Had some tourist tour on the house for him and head back up to Bound. Stay up there until next Monday, hopefully.
For HGX, I didn't know if he was heading back out of town again or not.
Local. I don't run over the road. I just run local. My furthest run is to Anderson. I run over to Anderson from Greer. From Anderson, I go to Greenville, over there by Donaldson Center. And then from there, I go to a mile and a half over to Piedmont. Then I head back to the office. I'm done for the day. Where usually was about anywhere from 6 to 8 hours a day.
Then I thought you were driving over the road.
Try it just once or twice, but Social Security says I can only make so much money, and it wouldn't be worth my while to go over the road making the money I have to make to not be penalized.
You make much money now with the way diesel fuel is and what everybody's paying, from what I understand.
Everybody I've talked to says it's rough. A lot of people putting in fuel surcharges, and talking to a guy who wanted to go start hauling campers, I said, now is not the time. Number one, there's no campers to be hauled because everybody's getting out. They can't afford the fuel. You know, the fuel, the insurance, and everything else, it's not worth it.
Pick it up, Ken.
Hard for anything, you know what I mean? We're struggling. We're having to ship stuff by freight line down to Georgia so they can put it on a container just to get it on a ship. They can't get any containers up here.
We used to have that inland port there and can't get containers.
10% of those go for BMW.
Then when I took this job that I have now, well, then I'm not really interested in going to the ports. Gotta have a special clearance for all that. I don't want to do all that. I had all that in my other job.
Did I blame you? There's some of the places that I go there, you got to have some special clearance to get into, and I just don't like messing with it.
How many don't get into our place?
Wouldn't have any problem getting the clearance. I've been cleared before. And I just don't want to go through it again. Not support's just a whole different ballgame. You gotta deal with the chassis and everything. I don't need all that. The drive-in. I do good at drive-in. I don't want to do drop and hook. I just want to pull up, you'd unload me, load me back, and I'll go where else.
Sitting in the truck and taking that while they're loading and unloading.
Play on the ham radio. So I'm getting in there. I'm going to put one in my truck. I just acquired another radio, one that I like. And I'm going to put it in the truck. You might hear more of me.
All I've got in here is a 2-meter, 440, so that's about all I mess with in here. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was asking if you're talking about an HF radio.
I wouldn't do an HF. It's not involved. I've got a 857D, the Yaesu FT, and that's a nice little radio. I thought about stuff like that, but that's just, I don't know, too much to put in the truck. I'll do a 2-meter 440.
I'm coming over at our place. I don't think I've met anyone that's a ham yet. The only one is Damon, and he just drives the local truck.
Especially if you're over the road, ham's the way to go.
You definitely have to think so on that one.
Charlotte, all the way down to Charleston, South Carolina, Orangeburg, Columbia, all programmed in this little radio. I spend all day talking on the radio.
Time goes by quick, right?
Truth. Yep, can't wait for Shelby this weekend either.
Put it at myself. And yes, it does make the time go by much better. I know this drive up and down the mountain. Our conversations in the morning and evening sure do help.
I put my jaws, what, yesterday, dang near, looked down, almost run myself out of fuel.
Good.
Good to see you pushing a hybrid down the highway.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I'm going to go on a limb here. I don't know you, but if you're running out of fuel in a hybrid, you're really tight on your money.
58, almost 59 miles a gallon out of it, and I just wasn't paying attention. It's like, oh man, I got 50 miles left. I better stop here.
I got changed down, so I can't talk to you.
A little warning buzzer on there.
It's me, though. Hey, I'm still here. I still need fuel.
Yeah.
Andrew, KO4HX.
There he is, KM4GFW. Were your ears burning?
Probably. It's just because I'm pissed off for my day. But other than that, how are y'all?
Good. Did you say you had a bad day?
Horrible. Not vacation.
Hey, Andrew, hello. Name's Leon, KD4IOX.
Today, first day back to work from vacation, and yes, it was bad. Oh, God almighty. I wish I was back at the beach, y'all.
That's so much fun.
So getting caught up is always fun, and then first day back, everybody wants to come out. And if we have audits, then those audits, we have what they call quiz points. I don't know what that acronym is for, but you got to put a solution in place. And the guy came out, and he's going to mark it as not being correct, even though I went beyond it. It's just BS, so I'm trying to get all un-pissy before I get home.
Maybe the conversation on the ride home will help.
Okay.
I didn't go in the hole today, so we're good.
KD4IOA. Mine was great, too. However, I don't go back to work until next Monday, so sorry.
I'd like to go back next Monday. Anyway, Patrick, you almost home. I see you're like 42 kilometers away.
Way up the grade right now.
So you got a long weekend this weekend.
For the 3-day weekend again.
Working Monday, since that's Labor Day.
We're off, and at least I get a look to the Ham Fest this weekend, right?
Did you decide if you were going?
I'll go to that. I hope I can. Love to be able to stumble across a rotator.
Here we go.
one, because I need one too.
Driveway, I'm going to say 73. Leon, Patrick, Andrew, you guys have an awesome evening. Maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4, TFW.
3 is Ken, KO4, HTX. And Leon, I'm going to have to make the bounce over the other repeater. I don't know if you know which one that is, but it's 147-285.
Try on. Will do. Okay. Might switch over there with you. 73, y'all. Y'all have a great day. Good talking to you. And nice to make the acquaintances.
You and White have a good evening. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.
YOX clear.